Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. God said. His words literally became substance. Those who deny a creator claim that this whole universe came into being by chance, but they still cannot get away from the fact that there was something there, some basic elements that interacted to start the process. The Bible tells us that the something was actually someone, Jehovah God. The New Defender's Study Bible notes, no other cosmogony, whether in ancient paganism or modern naturalism, even mentions the absolute origin of the universe. All began with the space-time-matter universe, already existing in a primeval state of chaos, then attempt to speculate how it might have evolved into its present form. Modern evolutionism begins with elementary particles of matter evolving out of nothing in a big bang and then developing through natural forces into complex systems. Which requires more faith? To believe that all of the order and perfection in our universe, from the astronomical to the subatomic, came to be by mere chance? Or that the perfect design we see came into being by a perfect designer? It seems to me that it takes tremendously more faith to be an atheist. Check out this recent post from the Institute for Creation Research. It is appropriate for Christians to begin the new year by referring back to the beginning of the very first year. The first verse of God's Word is also its most important verse, since it is the foundation on which everything else is built. Even God's great work of salvation is irrelevant and futile without His prior work of creation, for only the Creator of all things could become the Savior of all things. If a person really believes Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, he or she should have no difficulty believing anything else in the Bible. I trust the God revealed to us in His Word and in His creation. He has proven Himself faithful over and over again, never giving me a reason to doubt that He is who He says He is. God said is the encouraging, faith-building promise I cling to.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.